This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our own Steve Zocchi from the Final Inspection on our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Steve, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well. So I'm taking credit for Simon Pagenaud's win since he came on the program to promote IndyCar and coming to Road America, and he got the mojo from the show, so I'm taking credit for it. But what a tremendous day down there at the Brickyard, huh?
It certainly was. And going into the event, he was pretty much the favorite. A lot of people, including me, like Alexander Rossi. But the bottom line is he's a Team Penske driver, and Team Penske just won their 18th Indianapolis 500, about four times more than any other car owner.
So what makes Penske that good?
Well, I was at a luncheon, a press luncheon, earlier in the week, and they go into the month of May expecting they're going to win at Indianapolis. And not only have they won the last two Indianapolis 500s, including last year with Will Power, who finished fifth this year, but they've also won the Indianapolis Grand Prix in the road course 2 weeks earlier, with Pagenaud winning it last 2 weeks ago, and then Will Power also won that last year. This year, Pagenaud added the caveat of winning the pole, so he got the clean sweep this month.
So Pagenaud gets the win, and everybody obviously very excited about that. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the IndyCar series itself. It seems to me, now this is just me as an outsider looking in, we talk about a lot of racing, and still NASCAR gets a lot of eyes, but it seems like IndyCar has got some kind of a resurgence going on right now. Do you see it the same way?
They really have, and a large part of it goes to Jay Fry, who runs the series, and who NASCAR tried to hire last year. And he's worked with the Red Bull Racing, and he kind of understands the racing inside and out. He's been involved with NASCAR and Formula One and all sides of it, and is a great promoter and really gets it. And not only that, but you have everybody kind of on the same page with IndyCar. And they've, having the Indianapolis 500 is a big help. There's still, like with any sport, you're going to have some issues. But they actually, you are correct by saying that they do have the momentum. And you see this, especially up at Road America in a few weeks, with the crowds they've been having for the IndyCar series. And, everything is so far, full speed ahead.
So I also wanted to ask you about the IndyCar series coming to Road America. This coming off of this Memorial Day weekend, they obviously get a huge boost in viewership. But this is the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I was talking to Simon Pagenaud about this. They did make it, first of all, it was on NBC and not ABC, which was a little bit weird because the tradition has always been go to ABC, there it is. Yeah. And NBC had it this year, which I thought they did a fantastic job with. I think Mike Tirico's good at whatever he does. I thought it was an interesting mix with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and then obviously Danica Patrick adding the commentary. But I thought the broadcast itself was really solid. But coming off of the national broadcast and then putting it on some of the, we'll say what they call the sports channels, what I say the lesser channels that are harder to find. Do they do themselves a disservice by doing that?
Well, a lot of the Fox Sports is another one, and NBC, they're trying to lift those channels by putting on content on it. And they're hoping that eventually, those ratings are going to go up. Fox, especially with, Major League Baseball, they've been pushing a lot of the games over there, and they're hoping overall that eventually those will rise up. But the Indy 500 did get an 11% bump up from the year previous from ABC. And there's always been the powers to be in Indianapolis have not been the most excited about ABC's promotion of the event. And when you see an event like the Kentucky Derby, which has really kind of gone through a resurgence over the last 10 years, well, that's in part because of what they've been able to do with NBC with the Kentucky Derby and bringing that. Now, everybody wants to have a Kentucky Derby party at their house if they can't attend.
Which exactly is right. I mean, if you can't attend, everybody wants to have the Kentucky Derby party. That's always the big hat day for all the ladies to get dressed up. I'm looking forward to the Indy Series coming to Road America again this year. I think Road America continues to be the hidden gem on the schedule for both Xfinity and for the IndyCar. Every year we talk about getting bigger and bigger series. This has just become, they've got title sponsors. The Rev Group has come on board this year, which I think is fantastic. The Rev Group has been involved in racing for a long, long time. They're great people. You've got the Door County Peninsula Winery that are coming in. So for some local sponsorship there. It should be a great, great few days of racing up at Road America.
It certainly is. And I think with them doing a promotion, with letting in the firefighters, police, and EMTs in for free, part of that Rev Group, that's a certainly a great promotion. And a tip of hat to those guys. And, it's IndyCar will be interesting to see. I think both series, it's going to be quite the interesting next couple of years with NASCAR going through a lot of changes in 2021. And then also, especially on the IndyCar side, by 2021, when they go through a new rules package, and there's speculation of a third manufacturer being involved along with Honda and Chevrolet. So lots of things coming up in auto racing, motorsports, and we'll see how that goes.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, too, and I know you guys kind of have your fingers on the pulse of this. What about the Milwaukee Mile? I know they're doing some things at the Mile again this year. It should be rather interesting, but they're finally starting to kind of dip their toe back into racing in the Milwaukee Mile.
Yeah, it's very important, too, with the event coming up Father's Day weekend. Our promoter has taken, as every promoter does, it takes a financial chance, and I think it's going to be a good event. And if it can go the way of Great Gateway, outside of St. Louis is a mile oval, or just over a mile oval, and had gone into some bad times and was basically almost about 24 to 48 hours away from going into receivership. And a group came together and purchased it and made an agreement with the state of Illinois, because it's actually across the river in East St. Louis. And they've been able to resurrect that track. And how they did it was by having small events and building up. And I think Milwaukee can do that too with if this event is successful on Father's Day weekend, and then having maybe another series added to. And then with 2021, with the changes coming, with some expected changes coming with the schedule, it would be really nice to see NASCAR back here.
Always good, my friend. We will chat again soon down the road. I know we're going to be at Road America. I'll see you out there. We're going to definitely have a segment or two with you out there as well on that special race Friday. We always do that before the IndyCar series. So we'll talk to you then too, Steve, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Steve Zottke, host of the Final Inspection Show on The Fan out of Milwaukee on 105.7 FM, The Fan. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.